Sometimes we come into bhakti through someone, and initially we feel everyone is a pure devotee, but some years down the line, we know that everyone has some faults, and even the big preachers do something which is not expected of them, and at times they even exploit the juniors. So how to deal with that? How not to remain sentimental, rather apply our intelligence to figure out what's right and wrong, and remain grateful to them for what they have done for you. I think a really easy way to get distracted is to focus on the faults of a senior person. Because if you focus on the faults of a senior person, it's possible their faults could harm you more than they'd harm them. Because it could break your faith. It could greatly disturb you. It can really create problems for you. It could make you very negative. It could cause you to become discouraged. So that's what Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said when he said that don't let the faults of others delude and misguide you. Because, and I would add, discourage. But certainly it's discouraging. And inherent in your question is, it seems like, a desire to want to be able to appreciate them. So maybe we should be more like Prabhupada, who, even though devotees left him or had difficulties, he always appreciated what they did. And if they wanted to come back, he always accepted them. So I think we take a lot of things personally. You know, obviously, if the senior devotee was someone you had faith in and you gave your life to, it's going to be natural that you would be upset and hurt, but at some point, it would be nice if you could just appreciate what they did and be sympathetic to their struggles and understandings. And it's true, we're not perfect, and accept that. And I'm sure they're sincere people who are very fallen also, so we can see things that way. Otherwise, we see things black and white. And again, when we see that way, it works against us as much or more than it works against them. So it's a very, very important point, because there are always going to be senior people who will make mistakes. That's just the way the world is. It's a contaminated world. And even if they don't make mistakes, they may not live up to our expectations. And maybe our expectations for them were greater than their own expectations for themselves. And so they may be living up to their own expectations, but not living up to our expectations. So we're going to be let down. So these are things to consider. And we if we focus too much on how we feel about them, really what we're saying is that I expected them to be one way and they weren't, and I'm very let down. And if that's how we feel, it's going, even though something happened in the past, it's going to affect us today. And it's not healthy for us. So we want to be able to let that go and let them go their way, and they'll work things out, and you'll work things out. And so again, it's this idea of being able to kind of wade through all the dirt and the waves and the storms and not allow those things to capture your attention, because they're very disturbing and discouraging. And the more we think about them, the more discouraged and disturbed we get. And if we think about them long enough, we can get completely discouraged. So that's why if you focus on what's good in them, focus on their sincerity, focus on the good things they did, it'll help you. And you don't have to focus on their faults. It'll help you to focus on their good. Just appreciate them for what they were. And that's the safest position, and that's Krishna consciousness.